The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, did you notice in the Gospel this morning, in the words we used, that when the apostles said to Jesus, "Teach us how to pray," he didn't reply by saying, "Well, when you say prayers, say this." He didn't use the word "say." But he said, "When you pray, pray like this." When you pray. And I don't know why we always refer, whenever we talk about prayer, we always kind of use the word "saying." I've said my prayers. We apply the same thing, actually, to the celebration of the Eucharist, to the Mass. The priest, hopefully, doesn't say Mass. He prays the Mass, and there's a difference in saying and praying. And then that comes into the beginning of the Gospel this morning. In praying, do not babble. You know, when you pray, pray, not just saying words. And the most important part of the Lord's Prayer is that part, and Jesus repeats it actually in the Gospel. "And forgive us our trespasses." How? "As we forgive those who trespass against us." So it's a difficult thing. Most of us, all of us, find forgiveness very, very, very difficult. Now, there are a couple of things we got to be careful. Something one often hears in confession as a priest is, "I can't forgive him or her." Well, that's a lie, because what you really mean is, "I don't want to forgive him or her. I don't want to." That's a different thing. Now you're accepting responsibility. But saying, "I can't forgive," that's a lie. And I think you've got to be aware of that. And as Jesus says in the Gospel this morning, how can we expect God to forgive us if we refuse to forgive those who sin against us? And the other final little note about forgiveness is that if I bear resentment and bitterness about somebody and bring them and bring them around in my thoughts and in my mind, well, I'm not going to be at peace, am I? And I'm giving them a power over my life that they are not entitled to. I don't know if you've ever seen it like that. And so many people walk around allowing other people to live rent-free in their minds. And you know, that's a foolish thing to do. So the person that has offended you is walking around, not giving you maybe a thought, getting on with their life, and here are you allowing this person to cause you upset and anger, and you're bearing resentment. It doesn't make sense. As I say to people, why do you give people that power? You got to dismiss it from your mind. Don't carry it around, because you know what that does to you. Takes away all your joy, takes away all your peace, and never allow anybody to do that to you.